It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about food, one of our favorite topics. I keep promising myself that I'm going to start making a weekly menu so that I know what to buy and what I'm going to cook on any given day. Still haven't managed to do it yet, but I think that would make a big difference in my week.
I think it does. I do occasionally figure out what I need to buy at the store for an entire week of dinners. And then that evening, I'll ask my daughter and my husband what they feel like eating so I can just grab the recipe and then cook the dish. So I already have the ingredients. It helps eliminate last-minute trips to the store.
Yes, the constant back and forth to the store is exhausting, not to mention expensive.
Or a restaurant, which is
exactly
my default.
Yes, if you want to get in the habit of planning a weekly menu, there are some great online tips about how to do it without making it into a big old chore. Some moms plan 2 weeks worth of dinners and then they repeat those weeks so they have an entire month of dinners planned.
You can go old school and write them out on paper, or maybe use a whiteboard or chalkboard in the kitchen. Or you can go high tech and use Google Calendar to keep track of your menu and have it email you a reminder of what you're going to cook and even a link to the recipe just a few hours before time for dinner.
I'm going to try this because I really bet it will cut down on the chaos at 5:30 when the kids start getting hungry and I still have no idea what to make for dinner. We'll put more menu planning tips on the homepage today at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.